This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
Under the cover of night, even sedate Central PA suburbia can seem sinister. Especially when a possible child predator is lurking. This is what brings Musa Harris, a self-appointed pedophile hunter, to this quiet, well-manicured subdivision on the outskirts of Carlisle. It's nearing 9 p.m. on a Saturday evening. Harris, known as the Luzerne County Predator Catcher on his ubiquitous and popular social media channels, has spent the better part of an hour chatting with his target on a popular app for gay hookups. It's known as Grindr. On the app, Musa has been posing as a 15-year-old boy. This is his digital decoy designed to draw out pedophiles looking for underage sex. In reality, Musa is a bearded but young-looking 43-year-old, and he just might be the most unlikely and unconventional crime fighter one could ever meet.
That was Penn Life crime reporter John Lucy reading from his upcoming series, Daddy's Hunting Predators, which tells the tale of Musa Harris, the self-appointed Luzerne County predator catcher. Keep your eyes peeled for Daddy's Hunting Predators Part 1, plus a special Today in PA interview featuring John, coming to a screen near you next week. Bethlehem Township residents say they don't want or need yet another Wawa. Over in Lebanon County, one township's residents have had their mail suspended. Parks Casino unveiled some new plans for 2025. Lastly, two Pennsylvania cities are among the top spots for St. Patty's Day. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Quote, why do we need three Wawas in 15 square miles, reports Lehigh Valley Live. Those were the words of one Bethlehem Township resident, words that seem to echo the sentiment of many others who live in the area after they heard they may, indeed, get another Wawa. Developer Wagner Enterprises and MPW Properties, Inc. have proposed to build the convenience store/gas station chain, along with other properties such as a bank, on Freemansburg Avenue. Not only are residents worried their home is going to be too overdeveloped, with construction on the newest Wawa set to begin sometime this year, but some claim the property itself doesn't fit within the township's reasoned uses for it. The township zoning board will be giving its final opinion on the matter toward the end of next month. The building, which served as Ono Township's post office for over 40 years, now houses a real estate office, reports Fox 43. And while the woman who once ran the post office, Jocelyn Shea, figured her new building would be found to provide the village mail after she told USPS about her plans to end the lease, that didn't happen. She even offered USPS the contract for another location, but claims they never followed up, and Ono's postal service has since been suspended. Residents are now forced to drive 3 miles to another post office to pick up their mail, and one, Ed Anspach, said they even have to pay for P.O. boxes there. A representative of USPS said via statement how the agency is currently working on finding a replacement facility for the township. Says Anspach, quote, "This is a government service that's supposed to be provided, and they took it away from us." Parks Casino has some pretty big plans for Bensalem, states Philly Voice. A 13-story Marriott-brand hotel that'll connect to the casino by walkway and that'll feature an outdoor lawn available for events like weddings, a spa, and a rooftop restaurant to boot. The Township Council unanimously approved the proposal for the hotel this week, with construction set to begin later this year. The hotel is expected to be completed sometime in 2025. Happy St. Patrick's Day, says Penn Live. Whether you plan on honoring the holiday with beer or whiskey or shepherd's pie or all three, be especially proud that two cities in Pennsylvania have been ranked by Trips to Discover as some of the top spots to celebrate St. Patty's in. They are Philadelphia and Scranton. This podcast mentioned Philadelphia yesterday as being among the U.S.'s most Irish cities, having some of the most Irish pubs per capita and all. So maybe its inclusion on the list isn't that much of a surprise. Scranton, though, is a new one and is noted by Trips to Discover as having an exemplary parade that's gone on for over 50 years. Salancha! Another happy St. Patrick's Day to you, everyone. Hope is filled with much luck, Jameson, or Tullamore Dew, which an Irishman told me over the weekend was a more authentic Irish whiskey to drink, and corned beef. And indeed, happy Friday. I'm Claudia DeMuro. Thanks for sticking with us, and I'll be seeing you next week for more Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Andersen of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, or entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyandersen.com to learn more about this deal now.